I'm gonna call the meeting of the Dubuque County Board of Commissioners this Monday, December the 18th, to order. Glad everybody could be with us tonight. At this time, I am gonna call on Commissioner Branch to lead us in invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Dear wise and precious God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come together one more time. Father, we thank you for all that you've done throughout the year, all the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. And as we prepare to close out 2023, we ask, Father, that you help us to leave those things that hold us down in the past and open our eyes, Father, to all the wonderful things that you have before us. Lord, thank you for each and every one that's assembled here this evening. Thank you for those that want to be here, but for whatever reason chose not. We ask, Lord, that you watch over this meeting. We ask that you guide us continuously to do those things that's necessary to bring about your will to the people in this great county. Watch over us as we prepare to go into the Christmas and the New Year season. Lord, there are so many different feelings and emotions that we deal with at this time, but I ask for you to just give us the strength to overcome. I ask for you, Father, to help us to be thankful for all those wonderful things that you bestowed upon us. And continue to give us the strength to overcome. Continue to bless us as the leaders of this county, to do those things that bring you glory, to bring you joy. Father, help us to work together to do those things that's necessary to benefit others instead of ourselves. Always looking forward to the light that you hold high, that is loving our neighbor as ourselves. Watch over us this night as we go through the meeting. Allow us to do things clear-eyed and open-minded. Continue to walk with you. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who gave the ultimate price so that we all could stand and have another chance at life. It is in Jesus' name that I do pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Branch. Now, does any of the commissioners have anything to add to the agenda?
I do not.
Madam Clerk, do you have anything to add to the agenda?
Yes, sir. If it pleases the board, I would like to add to the consent agenda to accept additional senior health insurance information program or CHIP funds in the amount of $3,451 and authorize the associated budget amendment.
Okay. Mr. Manager, anything to add from you?
No, sir.
All right. You've heard the request for the addition on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carries. Now we need a hope everyone had a chance to look over the minutes. Is there any corrections that need to be made to the minutes from anyone? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented, or the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Now we're to the consent agenda with the addition that Madam Clerk provided us a while ago to the consent agenda for the SHIP funds. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right. That carries us to item number one, the public comments.
No one has signed up.
No one signed up for public comments. Anybody from the public wish to say anything, I give you this one opportunity. Hearing none, it moves us to item number two, Mr. Brian Mathis.
Commissioners, Mr. Vice Chairman, I've come before you tonight to request acceptance of the 2023 Homeland Security Grant Program Domestic Preparedness Region Grant Funding. This funding is in the amount of $21,500. The grant was initially secured through the North Carolina Emergency Management Domestic Preparedness Region, which is Region 2. It covers 9 counties, including Duplin County. The grant is to purchase a mobile event response trailer, which contains cones, barricades, A-frame signs, and other equipment to support traffic control events. I also request approval of the corresponding budget amendment.
All right, commissioners, we've heard the request to accept the $21,500, correct?
Yes, sir.
Grant. Pleasure of the board.
Is it $21,000 or $21,500?
It's $21,500.
Okay.
And that's to be fully reimbursed after expended.
Motion to approve.
So I have a motion. I have a second.
Second.
Got a second on the floor. Motion and second has been made to approve the acceptance of $21,500 and authorize the associated budget amendments. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Right. Thank you, sir. Here's to item number 3, Ms. Tracy Simmons Carnegie.
Good evening, fellow commissioners. A couple items on behalf of the health department this evening. The first one is in regards to the Healthy People, Healthy Carolinas Duplin Coalition for Health Project. This is, we're currently in year 1 of the development of the coalition. During this year, a consultant firm has been utilized to create a coalition environment where differences are recognized, understood, appreciated, and leveraged for equitable benefit of all members. The coalition's goals are to align activities, meet monthly to communicate, and establish shared measurement practices, and use data to adopt and refine health strategies. The coalition has used year 1 funding to assess the resources needed for program coordination and integration within the community. Recently, the coalition has worked towards establishing the framework for preparation of the submission of the 5-year funding request to the Duke Endowment for fully establishing the coalition and implementing evidence-based initiatives aimed at improving health of the residents of Duplin County. Recently, the trustees of the Duke Endowment recently approved the 5-year grant for ECU Health Duplin Hospital to implement Healthy People's Healthy Carolina Coalition to increase capacity and improve population health in Duplin County. The endowment anticipates the grant payment as follows, the schedule 2023. So each year from 2023 through 2027, there'll be $150,000 that comes in for this 5-year project, totaling $750,000. So the first request tonight is to accept the grant funds from ECU Health Duplin Hospital from the Duke Endowment Grant number 7181-SP for $750,000.
All right, commissioners, we've heard the request. Pleasure of the board.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to accept grant funds from ECU Health Duplin Hospital from the Duke Endowment Grant number 7181-SP in amount of $750,000. Authorize the health director to sign any associated agreements, contracts related to this funding pending approval by the county attorney. Approved to extend the public health educator 3 position as the Duplin County Coalition for Health Program Coordinator through the grant schedule as noted, and authorize authorize the necessary budget amendment. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, motion carries. All right, item number 4.
So this is approval to accept RFA 411, which is supporting women's health services. The North Carolina Division of Health and Human Services, the North Carolina Division of Public Health, and North Carolina Women, Infant, and Community Wellness Section developed a grant program for supporting women's health services to increase access to contraceptives and improve maternal and infant health within local communities. The health of women of childbearing age and infants is critical to the health of our communities, as some key indicators that provide information on health of women and infants, including unintended pregnancies, infant mortality, and maternal mortality. The Duplin County Health Department recently submitted a grant application and received an acceptable score with a recommendation to receive this state funding by the review committee. The first project period for Duplin County Health Department begins on February 1st, 2024 and will end May 31st, 2024, and then follows a 3 consecutive years of funding. This RFA for supporting women's health services is funded by 100% of state funding, and a grant addenda and an agreement addenda, or AA, will be received by the start date. So I ask tonight for acceptance of grant funds for RFA A411 supporting women's health services for $125,000 and the approval of the budget amendment.
All right, you've heard the request and the pleasure of the board.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? I'll second. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would just like to clarify. I heard state funding and I heard grant funding. I understand there can be state grant funding.
Mm-hmm.
Is this state grant funding or is this state funding?
So we had to write a grant. So there was an RFA that was released by the state. So we had to write a grant to receive it. However, the funding for the grant is state funded.
Perfect.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Any more questions? Hearing none, all in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5.
Okay, this request is to purchase a used vehicle for the health department for the case management program. The health department receives 100% state program funding to provide case management services to high-risk pregnant women and at-risk children. Since the requirement for face-to-face patient encounters has returned post-COVID, an additional vehicle is warranted to ensure the completion of the patient visit requirements are met. So we are asking for approval to purchase a 2020 Ford Edge using no county dollars. The money will be used from case management funds that we currently have.
All right, commissioners, we've heard the request. What's the pleasure of the board?
Second.
Have a motion and a second to authorize the County Health Department to purchase a 2020 Ford Edge from Bill Corona in the amount of $30,599.
And authorized
The budget amendment. Any further discussions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
We're good. Number 6, Mr. Miller.
So, commissioners, I do have just a few updates for you. First, I'd like to update you on the jail project. The project was put out to bid on December 14th. The pre-bid meeting will occur on December 21st at 10:30 a.m. in this room. The bid opening will be January 16th at 2 o'clock p.m. And we have pre-qualified 4 bidders for the project. So after all that's done, the project will come back to you. You'll know the amount. You'll be able to either accept or deny the project, move it forward, or say whatever you want to say. But I did want to bring you up to speed on that. I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
The bid opening's here?
That's correct.
The pre-bid meeting's here and the openings are here?
That's correct.
Okay.
What was that date again?
The pre-bid 16. Meeting is this Thursday, the 21st at 10:30 a.m. A lot of times the pre-qualified bidders will come to the meeting or we'll send their subcontractors to that meeting just for clarifications on certain items to go to set through the bid, bid requirements, those kind of things. A lot of information is shared during that meeting. The bid opening will be January 16th at 2 p.m. and is an open meeting, open for anybody that would like to be at the bid opening. So, any additional questions?
Thank you.
I do not.
Okay. So, with the board's approval, we would request that the meeting for January 2nd be canceled due to the holiday scheduling and preparation time involved. If approved, the next meeting would be January 16th. January 16th would be the next regularly scheduled commissioners meeting. As of now, there are no agenda items for the January 2nd meeting.
Move to cancel.
We need the motion to cancel it, or we just need to adjourn to the 16th at the end of the meeting?
That's fine.
Okay.
So I want to thank you, commissioners. I want to let you know the Revenge Roughneck Rodeo would be February 9th and 10th at the Event Center. There's a Monster Truck Wars February 17th at the Event Center. I want to let the board know that the Senior Scam Jam had 295 people in attendance. It was a great outing for our seniors with relevant and pertinent information being given to our seniors about scams. Melissa Brown, the director, and her staff did a great job. I'd like to commend them on their efforts. I also want to thank Samika Perry and her staff, the drive-through lunch. The employee drive-through luncheon was a great success, and we'd like to thank Smithfield and their volunteers, as well as the county staff that volunteered to make the drive-through lunch a success. It was a really nice time. All the volunteers did a really great job. So, having said that, I'm going to ask Tracy. She's held two feeding events, right? Recently?
We did one in November, and we have one coming up this Thursday.
Okay. I was able to attend the one in November, and it was very well organized. They did a great job with it, too. I look forward to attending the one coming up. But if you've got anything you want to update the board on that.
No, I think it'll be great. It's a great partnership with the Event Center, allowing us to use the Event Center and emergency services to help us from a planning workflow on the outside of the building, and then our partners with Duplin Christian Outreach Ministries and the health department getting it together with the food distribution, expecting a pretty large crowd again. Estimated about 375 vehicles went through last time, and so we're expecting more this time. So we'll see how it holds up. At least it's not supposed to rain, maybe. So we'll do the best we can.
What's the time frame?
So hopefully the food truck will be there between 8 and 8:30, and it'll take us till about 11 o'clock to get the boxes. So right now the gates will start, cars moving through at 11 o'clock, but have a feeling that some folks will start lining up about 7 or 7:30. It's about that time last time. So
yeah, it's always a long line before.
The last event, according to the emergency management guys outside, was they were backed up in the road, even though they did a pattern.
Yeah.
So we'll do the best we can.
So with that being said, commissioners, that's all I have. I'm happy to answer any questions you have about anything you're interested in.
No questions here.
Everybody good? So now we need to go into, need a motion to go out of regular session into closed session for personnel matters pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-31-11-A6.
318.
Do I have a motion to go out of open into closed session?
Second.
Have a motion and a second to go out of regular session into closed session. All in favor, be letting them know by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We're going into closed session. All right, we're back into open session. Any of the commissioners, the clerk or the manager or attorney have anything to they want to speak about coming out of closed session? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn until January the 16th of 2024. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn into January 16th of 2024. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We stand adjourned until January the 16th of 2024.